WJTL Switchfoot and Jen Johnson, Joy, Invincible. Before that, Barry McGuire, Bullfrogs and Butterflies. Barry McGuire is celebrating his 85th birthday today. I was just telling Annie that about 10 years ago, he came to the studio, did a whole morning show with me. Terry Talbot was with him, and it was one of the most delightful times I've ever had on the radio. He was just wonderful, and so was Terry. So
that's special.
Yeah, it was. Good morning. It's 7:02.
Hey, good morning, friends. Maybe you have a song like Bullfrogs and Butterflies or other songs like that that you absolutely love that you hear on WJTL. Well, we are right in this season where we choose WJTL's top 500. Not we, actually. You guys help us choose the top 500. You can think about what your five favorite Christian songs of all time are. Voting continues through November 2nd. Then tune in November 17th to the 19th as we count down here on JTL the top 500 songs of all time, as voted by you. We also draw prizes each Friday in October, beginning on the 9th, from those who have voted. So click the top 500 banner at WJTL.com to participate and vote and follow along.
Joining us on the phone from Kisses for EB is the director and president, Dana Cedeno. Good morning to you, Dana.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So great to have you on the radio. Is there anyone you'd like to give a shout out to?
Absolutely. My board of directors, wishing you a great day, Dawn Martin, Rosa Marty, Doreen, Ashley, Liz, Marie, and I believe I'm missing one. Oh, Jody Johnson.
There you go. And Dana, can you tell us what Kisses for EB is all about?
Well, let's start with the EB. EB stands for Epidermolysis Bullosa. Have you ever heard of it? We hadn't until about 5.5 years ago. My grandson was born missing about 60% of his skin off of his legs and a couple patches on his arms. He was actually born C-section. They said if he would have been born through the regular birth canal, he would have lost more of his skin.
Wow.
So what EB is, I got a call from work going, Mom, you need to come to the hospital. Why? Something's wrong with the baby. What is it? The baby has no skin. Well, that kind of floored me.
Sure.
I dropped everything what I was doing and headed straight for the hospital. He actually was spending 6 weeks in the NICU up at Hershey, and that's when we learned all about epidermolysis bullosa. It has been a journey, and we noticed that a lot of people don't know about it. So we created Kisses for EB. About 2 years ago, to bring awareness to the community and to bring assistance to those that have it. It has been an exhausting, but also an exciting journey as well, because the people that we were able to meet and to help have been tremendous.
And how is your little grandson now? Can you give us an update on him?
He is, like I said, he's 5.5, and he is doing wonderful. He started cyber school this year as a kindergarten, and we don't bubble him. We don't put him in a bubble. He walks on his knees because his feet are so bad. Let me back up a little bit. So he's doing really well.
Great.
What EB is it's a genetic disorder. They're lacking the protein in their skin layers to keep their skin layers together.
Wow.
So any sort of friction causes blisters and wounds. So they have to go and pop the blisters so they don't become infected and get larger.
Right.
Wow. And it feels like a third degree burn all over your body.
Oh.
So he does take morphine for pain and just wound. There is no cure. So it's just wound treatment and pain management.
Wow.
But it's we used to have to cut his the elastic out of his diapers so that it wouldn't rub his legs raw.
Right. Wow. Well, before today, we had never heard of EB as well. So thank you for telling us about it. Coming up, Dana will talk more to us about the mission of Kisses for EB and what they're doing for those impacted by it. And Dana, is in the meantime, can folks visit you online to get some information?
They can. Our website is kissesforeb.com, and we have information on there. Kiba is on there, my grandson, and there's some other children not on there, and we'll get into that a little bit more.
Wonderful. Coming up, we'll talk to Dana in just a bit. Also, music on the way. Apollo LTD and LCBC Worship is next.